Children with autism often act in ways that others can perceive as strange, especially when they have issues with social interaction. And at the same time, across the country, teachers and school leaders are on the lookout for strange behavior, trying to prevent the next mass school shooting. But what happens when the strange behavior is the result of a neurological difference and not something to worry about? Connecticut Public Radio's David DeRoche has the story of a high school student who was singled out by classmates who worried that his autism meant that he'd become violent.
Someone's here. They landed above me.
Owen Lynch likes to keep to himself. Even when he's playing a video game against 100 other people, his survival strategy is to avoid the other players.
Yeah. There's a theme.
Owen, who's 17, has autism. For him, that can make it hard to socialize. And he says for as long as he can remember, that's made him a target for bullies.
Yeah.
Today, Owen's supposed to be in school, but instead, he's at home on his Xbox. Soon after the shootings in Parkland, Florida earlier this year, some of his classmates targeted him on social media, saying that he'd be the next school shooter.
I haven't really been getting a lot of sleep lately. I've been kind of stressed out during the night, having panic attacks.
Owen was going to Norwalk High School when one of his classmates called police and told them that another student might have a gun in the building. Officers pulled several students from class to search them and ask them questions. When police came to Owen's room, he noticed his classmates staring at him.
And I was like, oh, they're here for me. This is not going to be nice. And at that moment, I knew that at least half the school was going to say something about me.
He was right. Police concluded it was a false alarm and found nothing on Owen, but other students quickly took to social media and sent him messages. One student shared a photo of his face on a stick figure holding a gun, and others wrote about him with the hashtag #SchoolShooter. So Owen hasn't stepped foot in the school since. His mom, Heather Florian, says his decision to stay home has deep roots.
Owen doesn't feel safe going back there. This isn't a singular incident of bullying. This is a long history of bullying, Owen.
When Owen was 10, a psychologist diagnosed him with autism spectrum disorder. Years went by, and he wasn't getting any special education services. Meanwhile, records indicate the bullying continued. In middle school, it got so bad that he had to go to the hospital 3 times for depression and feeling suicidal.
During one of the hospitalizations in Yale, he was diagnosed with PTSD due to bullying.
Not long after that, he was suspended from middle school. Because, as some students claimed, Owen said he would blow up the school. Police got involved, and he had to go to court, but the judge threw out the charges. He and his mom say it was just a complete misunderstanding. We don't have access to those court records. Oftentimes, records for minors are expunged. And here's where things get complicated. Everyone who knows Owen agrees that he has emotional problems, but
there is no evidence base that suggests that individuals with autism are actually more at risk for becoming school shooters.
That's Hank Schwartz, a psychiatrist at the Institute of Living in Hartford. He says students with autism often act and talk differently, and their peers can sometimes misinterpret those messages.
Because they act in a withdrawn way, and at times may have some difficulty with their connectedness to others. Such individuals become the subject of bullying and of suspicion, and it's quite unfortunate.
Once Owen became known as the kid who threatened to blow up the school, his mom says it wasn't a big leap to call him the kid who would shoot up the school.
I just want what's best for Owen, and I'm tired of fighting for it on my own. It's a hard fight.
Owen doesn't have a history of violence, but he does have a history of being bullied, which records show hurt his mental health. Being bullied and having a mental illness are risk factors for becoming violent, experts say. But the school's role in prevention is key, according to Connecticut's investigation into Adam Lanza's murderous rampage at Sandy Hook School back in 2012. Investigators found the school had failed Lanza time and time again, and the school's failure might have contributed to his mental decline. In Norwalk, the district has a well-documented history of problems with its special education department. Fran Rabinowitz runs the Connecticut Association of Public School Superintendents. She wouldn't comment on Owen's case or Norwalk's history, but she says providing appropriate services to students can be complicated when parents and schools disagree over what to do.
It's all about building that relationship on both sides. It's about establishing trust and respect on both sides. And if it's not there, you've got to persist in a relationship to build it.
Despite repeated attempts, district officials declined to comment on Owen's history and the bullying incident, citing student privacy concerns. And despite his record showing a history of bullying, a school investigation claimed this history didn't exist. But that same investigation included this advice for Owen. They wanted to help him, quote, ignore the bullying. For his part, Owen hasn't forgotten.
I'm so used to getting bullied and picked on, it makes me just shake, and I just don't know anymore. It hurts. I don't know. It's just hard.
Owen didn't attend school for the rest of the semester. He only got a few hours of tutoring each week. He and his family will be moving to Seymour, where he'll be attending school this year. Owen's situation is part of the reason for the move. David DeRoche, Connecticut Public Radio.